In the news today, the Texas nurse who became the first person sickened with the Ebola virus on U.S. soil says she is doing well. Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas released a statement Tuesday from Nina Pham. She said she wants to thank everyone for their kind wishes and prayers. The hospital is the same where Ms. Pham was infected while caring for a Liberian man. He is the first person to die of Ebola in the United States. The hospital's chief said the doctors and nurses involved with Ms. Pham's treatment remain hopeful. Ms. Pham received a blood transfusion from Kent Brantley, the American doctor who recovered from Ebola in the U.S. after getting the disease in Liberia. Meanwhile, a German hospital says a United Nations medical worker who became sick with Ebola virus while in Liberia has died. The UN mission in Liberia reported last week that tests showed the 56-year-old worker was infected on October 6th. UN officials said none of the 41 people who may have been in contact with the person had shown any signs of the disease. The World Health Organization says the number of Ebola cases in West Africa is significantly underreported and is likely 2 times greater than thought. WHO Assistant Director General Bruce Aylward says actual infections could be 1.5 times higher than reported in Guinea, 2 times higher in Sierra Leone, and 2.5 times higher in Liberia. Mr. Aylward spoke to reporters Tuesday in Geneva. He said the official death toll from the Ebola virus has risen to 4,447. Nearly all of these are in West Africa. The number of reported cases is now more than 8,900. Hong Kong police used chainsaws and other power tools on Tuesday to remove barriers from a main street in the city's financial area. Protesters have been living there for over 2 weeks. They are demanding political reforms. Hundreds of police tore down pro-democracy signs and crushed shelters along the Queensway in the Admiralty area of central Hong Kong. Crowds of protesters, some crying, exchanged words with police, but did not resist. Police gave protesters permission to remain, but said they must not block traffic or the transport lines that run through the middle of the street. Hours earlier, police removed metal barricades at another protest site in the nearby Causeway Bay shopping area. Police said the move was designed to free up traffic. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has made his first public appearance in more than 40 days. State media photographs showed Mr. Kim carrying a cane. The official Korean Central News Agency said Tuesday he visited a housing area and a science center where he gave field guidance. The news agency and the country's main newspaper published several pictures of Mr. Kim, smiling and leaning on a black cane. The reports did not say when the photos were taken. They also did not explain why he was carrying the cane. The disappearance of Mr. Kim led observers to wonder whether he was suffering a serious health or political problem. Now, words in the news. Hospital, noun, a place where sick or injured people are given medical care. Virus, noun, a kind of organism that causes disease. Contact, verb, to meet or communicate with. Noun, the act of touching or being close to a person or thing. Tools, noun, instruments or devices designed to help one to do work. Barriers, noun, things that block or make an action difficult. Resist, verb, to oppose, to fight, to prevent. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comment section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.